You're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, your choice for community radio in the Shoe Swap. Community radio, a non-commercial alternative brought to you by volunteers. Check out voiceoftheshoeswap.ca and see what The Voice has to offer you. I'm Richard Zevenier, and this week, live in the Shoe Swap, brings you music and interviews from the 25th annual Roots and Blues. This segment features Edmonton's Ultimata, who recently released their first CD, Dirty Rain. From that disc, we'll listen to the track, I Saw a Ghost Last Night.
Someone's gotta know. Soon the light.
No, I was listening to some of your stuff earlier this morning, just to get a feel of what you guys are like, and I sort of got the, I got the impression you guys were trying to do prairie soul.
Yeah,
prairie soul.
Cool. I like that.
Oh, yeah, I've never heard that.
Coolest description of our band.
That is the coolest. Prairie soul.
Prairie soul.
Someone, I think one of our first shows we played, someone said, we were like outside of the venue, and someone said, "So I heard you guys are Heartland Rock." I don't know.
That's cool too.
Means,
yeah,
but I like Prairie Soul. That's not cool.
Trademarked. Is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Have to Prairie use Soul.
Yeah. Cool.
I mean, we try to make music that is soulful.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of making music, I see you get a guitar there.
Yeah.
You want to strum us a number and tell us a bit about it?
Sure. Yeah. I'll do the title track from our record that we have out right now. It's called Dirty Rain.
Dirty rain won't wash off my hands. The gas tank was running low. They say lightning don't strike in the same place twice. Who are they to know? So you'll catch it in a bottle, then you'll drink it down real slow, as you stumble drunk to his doorstep. But you know he's never home. We're all home. We've been working ourselves blind, trying to salvage what we can of who we are now and who we were when we began. Well, I've been in every red light home, and this fire's been burning now, so push your window wide, let me out. And your daddy lives in a downtown hotel, and your brother used to live on the street, now he lives in a jail. But you're one with the stars, a real streetwalking, heartbreaking kid. You got nothing to lose, and you wouldn't let anyone know, even if you did. We've been working ourselves blind, trying to salvage what we can, who we are now, who we were when we began. Well, I've been hitting every red light home, and this fire's been burning now, so push your window wide, let me out, hey.
Thank you so much.
That was very nice, Troy.
Thank you.
You do the bulk of the songwriting?
I guess the skeleton of the songs,
right.
I suppose. I'll usually come up with a guitar riff or like vocal line, typically, and then bring it to everybody, and it becomes super collaborative then, and like everybody. I mean, the song could become something completely different than what I sort of conceptualized it as. So it is super collaborative. But I guess, yeah, sometimes I'll come up with an idea. But also,
he's the lyric master, though, so he's the one writing all the lyrics.
I write the lyrics, yeah. But then Eric also plays guitar and is actually a better guitar player than I am. So sometimes we'll switch, and I'll play the drums, and he'll play guitar, and we write that way sometimes as well. So
yeah, there's a good energy around the space that we have to rehearse in, and Matt's got a piano there, and there's just like music around, you know, and that,
right.
I think is just like a big thing. We demoed our new record out at Matt's parents have a cabin out in do you know Boyle, Alberta? It's like, what, 2 hours north of Edmonton, and so
okay.
we you know, we went up there and just kind of like held up and kind of worked out what we were going to do for our next record. And so I think that that's just like an energy we like to carry with songwriting, is that it's just kind of on your mind all the time.
Omnipresent.
And I think omnipresent. Yeah. Like Santa Claus. Yeah. And
better watch out.
Yeah. That's right.
Or God.
That's right. Or God. Yeah,
depending. You kind of let it percolate for a while.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's one of those things where it's just like you almost try not to think about it, and in doing so, it just comes as like a knee-jerk reaction to just having it inside and having to get it out. And I think in that regard, it stays organic and positive. And you know, if it's not working, then it's not working. And that's when usually I think the best stuff comes out, is when you can just kind of, you know, stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay.
And you got one more song for me today?
Yeah, I could do one.
Tell me a bit about the song before you jump into it.
I don't know. What song should I even play?
Maybe Shooting Stars?
Runaway on You. Okay. That one's pretty similar to the last one. I'll do a Little Tears.
Sure.
Okay. I'll do a newer song of ours. It's not on the record that we have out right now, but it'll be on the next one. It's called Little Tears.
Wake up sick, then do it all again, I think. The house is cold, but you've heard it all before. And I wish that I really meant every word I said. Can't blame it on the mailman. Can't blame it on the shape I'm in. In a perfect world, everything would work out the way I planned it. If cigarettes don't kill me, they surely will. Just hand me the bill. If this plane goes down, at least it's landing. But you could blame your little tears on me. They're always welcome company. I'll be around, but you won't see me for a while. Head, all the doubts you have inside your head. Don't let anyone else beside your bed. I saw your band. You had everyone in the palm of your hand. Well, stick around a while, let's talk about it. Just make me a bed. We'll die if I go home. Blame your little tears on me. They're always welcome company. I'll be around, but you won't see me for a while. Sick, then do it all again, I think.
Thank you.